The tick-borne disease anaplasmosis is on the rise in Maine. According to the State Center for Disease Control, the number of cases of the disease has grown from a little more than a dozen about a decade ago to 500 so far this year. As Patty White reports, public health officials say the increase mirrors the movement of Lyme disease into Maine years ago.
As state epidemiologist Dr. Siri Bennett runs through the reported cases of anaplasmosis year by year, the numbers at first hold steady in the teens.
2008, there were 17. 2009, 15.
But then they start to grow.
2015, 186.
And as of last week, there have been 500 reported cases.
This year, we're seeing more cases. It's hard to know why. I suspect partly because it's been such a mild fall. Ticks are out, and more importantly, people are out.
Chuck Lubelzik at the Maine Medical Center Vector-Borne Disease Lab says the increase may also be partly due to more awareness and testing, but he is seeing more ticks with the disease in the field.
Back in the 90s, there were very low levels of it around, and it has slowly increased. We have some areas in the state where we do surveillance where we might have 10% of the population of ticks are infected with anaplasma.
45% of cases reported to the CDC are from Knox, Lincoln, Sagadahoc, and Waldo counties. But Lubelzik says ticks with anaplasma are also found in York and Cumberland County, all the way up to the outskirts of Hancock County.
In many ways, it's sort of like Lyme disease 2.0. So we're seeing a lot of the same geographic and distribution patterns that happened when Lyme disease first appeared in the Maine landscape.
Also, like Lyme disease, anaplasmosis is a bacterial infection spread through deer ticks, and the symptoms are similar.
You know, fever, headache, chills, muscle aches.
Dr. Bennett says if you feel like you've got the flu and have been exposed to ticks through outdoor activities or pets, see your doctor for testing. And as always, says Chuck Lubelzik, it's important to take a first line of defense to prevent tick bites in the first place.
It's kind of that boring message we give out every year that does actually work.
Which is wear long sleeves, pants, and socks, use repellent, and do frequent tick checks on yourself, your family, and pets. Finally, says Lubelzik, don't let the colder temperatures lull you into indifference. Fall is a big tick season in Maine. As of last week, he says, ticks were in high numbers across the state. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.